Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to start a new message today about the rapture of the saints that belong to Yeshua, Jesus. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Hallelujah. In verse 16. For Yeshua himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of the Father, and the dead in Yeshua shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yeshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with Yeshua. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This is the catching away of the believers. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, please turn there with me. After this I looked, and behold, the door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show these things which must be hereafter. The trumpet is a preview of the rapture. In Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3, it talks about different things that we maybe need to consider in order to be rapture ready. In verse 1, it says, the revelation of Yeshua the Messiah, which the Father gave unto him to give unto his servants. Things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent to signify by his angel unto his servant John. One of the things we have to remember that we serve Yeshua. He's the boss. We belong to him. Hallelujah. In chapter 2, verse 4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you've left your first love. Have we left our first love? Hallelujah. Do we lift up people more than him? Hallelujah. Do we lift up the blessing more than the blesser? Hallelujah. Do we spend more time with him? Or, are we too busy in things in the world? It's so important that we understand that he's our first love. And in verse 14 of chapter 2, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, which taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Maybe they offered money to Balaam for him to curse Israel. There's such an emphasis on money in the body of Yeshua. It's so important that so many people, the money, and so many ministers are preaching prosperity. And see, I was praying today, and I was hearing from Yeshua that the prosperity gospel, is very important, but it can be a distraction to what the Father really wants to do in our lives. He wants to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua. That's the most important thing we can allow him to do. It's complete access to us. And the enemy wants to take away our attention from our fleshly problems and say, hey, you can prosper, you can do this. I mentioned last couple of broadcasts about a doctrine about kingdom now, that we can set up a kingdom before Yeshua comes back. That ain't going to happen. As I mentioned, we couldn't keep prayer in the public schools. Now we're going to set up a kingdom. The Bible never says that we're going to have dominion over men. We're going to have dominion over Satan. And some people teach this attitude, we're little gods and we can do this and we can do that. But we need to humble ourselves under his hand so he can raise us up. It's so important that we realize that the first thing he wants to do is conform us to the image of Yeshua. So many people, I'm following after prosperity. I'm name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. Now, those things are important. See, if the Father puts desires in our heart, then he'll fulfill those desires, and we can claim them and speak them out. But so many people are teaching like we're little gods, and we can do this, and we can do that, and dominion theology, and it's very dangerous. We have to make sure that we're ready for the rapture, the catching away of his people. Hallelujah. In verse 15, so has that also that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Nicolaitans means that the lady are put down. You got a pastor up there, and they're, they think themselves greater than the people that are listening. That's not we're servants. Me, a minister, we're servants to the people. We're servants to Yeshua, but also servants to the people. And it's that attitude that we're something special. And he said, hey, no, you can't have that attitude. You can't have that attitude. That's for sure. Hallelujah. Praise God. In chapter 3, verse 14, unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write, these things saith the faithful and true, faith and true witness, the beginning of the creation of the Father. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were hot or cold. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Hallelujah. We need to be on fire for him. We need to spend time with him. Hallelujah. I have a message on my website talking about, you know, steps to be rapture ready. I want to go over some of those steps on this broadcast and maybe a few more, just to make sure that we're ready. Do we have our eyes focused on the right thing, on the right teaching? Are we listening to the right teaching? How about all those ministers that have $1,000 line, a $500 line for prayer? Do we partake of that, or just go leave it? Don't have anything to do with that. You shouldn't ever charge a price to pray for people. It's so important that we're not fooled by some of these wolves in sheep clothing. There's too much emphasis on prosperity without the soul prospering. The Father's not going to bless us financially until our character can withstand those blessings. Hallelujah. Let's talk about some steps to be rapture ready, okay? It's just so important because it could be very, very imminent. You know, the way things are happening in the world, you see what's happening with abortion. You can see how they're taking the brains out of babies while the heart is still beating. They're cutting up the baby in parts and selling us for parts. And how long is the Father going to put up with this? Maybe he talks in Revelation about people crying out, the wrath of the Father is coming out, and want the rocks to hide them. We need to be ready because the Father is ready to take his people out before he really unleashes his wrath. And how about those little babies? 60 million babies have been aborted since 1973. Those are lives. My wife and I were talking today about it. The odds of a woman conceiving is like 50 million to one. So the Father has a hand in that conception. And who are we to take that life? Hallelujah. We really have to pray about that. And if you had an abortion, I'm not condemning you. Repent and go on. But it's so prevalent nowadays. But the Father is really upset at that. Some things to remember about the rapture right now. Number one is that few will be taken. If you want to be in the majority, you're going to have some problems because Yeshua always had a remnant. He had 120, and then he had 3,000, then 5,000 on the day of Pentecost, Shavuot. But there were millions and millions of people in Jerusalem at that time for the Feast of Shavuot, Pentecost. So that's still a small number. Hallelujah. If you want to, you know, feel comfortable in the majority, you're going to have a problem. Hallelujah. And it's not guaranteed just because you're saved. The rapture is not guaranteed just because you're saved. And number two, and most Christians will be left behind, even entire congregations. There'll be so much anger against the pastors for not speaking the truth. I'm speaking to the truth to you right now. I'm responsible to the Father for preaching the truth. He's going to hold me responsible if I don't. Hallelujah. Remember, he told Ezekiel that if you preach to people and they don't listen, the blood is off your hands. But if you don't preach to people, the blood is on your hands. It's just so important that we tell the truth. And you need to be under a minister that tells the truth. Tell you the truth. If there's something wrong, you just tell you the truth. We have to always be open to the Holy Spirit correcting us and say, there is something wrong in your life, and I want to take it away. A person, we can't do it ourselves. There's like 613 commandments in the Old Testament, and the people can't do them. We can't do them. Hallelujah. But it's through the Spirit, and he can help us to do what he wants us to do. Some of the Jewish people are trying to keep those 613 commandments. They can't do it. There's nobody that can really get rid of being an alcoholic and get set free without the Holy Spirit, or being a drug addict without getting free without the Holy Spirit. He can't do it. We need him. We need him every step of the way. And if he points out jealousy, pride, or something in our life, or lust, he just agree with him and let him take it out of your life. You can't do it yourself. Again, just like some people trying to keep those 613 commandments, they can't do it. We can't keep the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. We need him every step of the way. Paul said, in him I both move and breathe and have my being. Hallelujah. And number three is a Queen Esther preparation is necessary. She was prepared for a whole year. She was complete dedication, obedience to the Father. She wanted to be so close to him. And she's brought into the kingdom for a time like this. She went before the king. We can go before the king. But there's a preparation. She had to be prepared for a whole year. Hallelujah. We need to be prepared. And only he can enroll us in his teaching, the Father, and prepare us to go to be caught up with him. Hallelujah. And number four, the rapture will separate those who know the Father in spirit from those who know him in tradition and form. I mean, the Christianity has so many rules, and most of them aren't from the Father. But the Father will tell us what to do and not to do. Read the epistles. The Father will tell you how to act and what needs to be corrected. It said, have no correct communication proceed out of our mouths, but that which is the use of edifying. Read the epistles. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you scriptures that you need to speak into your life and believe into your life to clean us up. We need to be getting ready for a rapture by going to the epistles. Hallelujah. They're just so very important. Hallelujah. We're going to continue next time, but just remember that he's coming back soon. I'm not prognosticating, but we need to be ready. We just can't be following men, following people, and want to be in a majority. Hallelujah. We can't follow the gospel according to Constantine. We have to follow the gospel according to Yeshua. There's so much tradition in the church. We need to go back to what Yeshua taught. Hallelujah. But let's go to him in prayer right now. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there right now, Father. I'm asking you, put your hand on the radio, or just if you're driving, you can't, just receive it right now. Father, I speak the word of healing and deliverance to the people out there right now, Father. And I claim miracles, Father, that some have been waiting for a long time in their body, in their minds, being set free, Father. But help us, Father, to be rapture ready. Help us to keep you as our first love and not be moved by people and follow people, but follow you and follow those people that you lead into our lives. But touch us right now, Father. Help us to get back in a deeper fellowship with you in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. Well, I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. I broadcast on 7:15 in the morning and 7:15 at night if you missed the morning broadcast. You could also go to On Demand at WCNO.com and go back and hear prior broadcasts. And I have a website, www.henrywalker.org. About 250 prophetic messages on there. And also, I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast of Yeshua, which not just for Jews, for all of us, and how Yeshua fulfilled every one of those feast days, with the exception of three that he will fulfill in these last days. Hallelujah. I can show you, actually when Jericho came down, I can show you when Yeshua was born, when he died, when he rose, all on feast days, when he was circumcised. And my second book is called Noon, which talks about different months on Yeshua's calendar. And we need to base our spiritual work on his calendar and the different hours of the day when Yeshua just blesses the most. And it's repeated from the word, as well as the months that he moves on certain things in the months. And you need to get the book. And my third book is Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. And you can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. TatePublishing.com. Click on books. Do a search, Henry Space Walker, and then click on the books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got so much more scriptures in there. And you can download Noon and the Mystery of the Trinity right there in there, reduced price. You can get all these books at reduced price through me on a quantity basis. Just let me know. Hallelujah. And if you want to see any of my speaking engagement events, just look on my website on calendar events. I just want to help you. And also, if you want to make a tax-free tax-deductible donation to the ministry, you make it out to New Life Revival and send it to the address that will be mentioned after the broadcast. We just want to help you. And the times are so close to his return. We just want to all be ready. So remember to next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Divine Care Plus, an underwriter of WCNO, provides homemaker and companion services to individuals and families in need. Divine Care Plus is committed to building a strong and enduring relationship between you and their healthcare professionals. Their dedicated staff manages each assignment on an individual basis with services tailored to meet your needs. Serving Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, Okeechobee, Palm Beach, and Broward counties, they're available on the web at divinecareplus.com or at 561-